continue to support a civil union that provides all the benefits that are available for a legally sanctioned marriage. My job as president is going to be to make sure that the legal rights that have consequences for loving same-sex couples are recognized and enforced.
I just believe in the unique status of marriage between man and woman, and I know that we have a respectful disagreement on that issue.
Well, the voices of both our presidential candidates on the issue of gay marriage, they hold different views, but it's hard to tell lately that they hold different views because the subject of gay rights and gay marriage and all of the other things that go along with it, although it's much in the news with the actions of California and Massachusetts lately, the presidential candidates are not saying much about gay rights. We're going to find out why and whether they're going to have to or not in the next 10 minutes of Issues, Etc. Wendy Wright joins us. I'm Todd Wilkham. Thanks for tuning us in this Tuesday, August the 5th. You can join us with questions or comments for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE, or email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. After our conversation with Wendy Wright, we'll be talking with James Patrick Holding. He has reviewed the best-selling novel. I was just in the bookstore day before yesterday, I can't remember when it was, and I saw it sitting there, The Shack. Oh my goodness, is it selling? Shows a picture of a shack on the cover, and it says, Where Tragedy Confronts Eternity. A man weighed down by the misery and tragedy of his life meets God, the Trinity, in this novel. We'll find out whether or not it accurately portrays God and a relationship with God coming up here in about 10 minutes on Issues, Etc. Wendy Wright is a regular guest, president of Concerned Women for America, based in Washington, D.C. Wendy, welcome back.
Thank you, Todd. Good to be on.
Are you surprised that neither of the candidates for president at this point, with all the news about gay marriage on either coast, are saying much about gay marriage and gay rights?
Well, they're not saying much to national audiences, and that's where you need to look at the targeted audiences that they're speaking to. For example, Barack Obama sent an email out on in June, so it was right after the California Supreme Court ruled to allow for same-sex marriage, and the email was sent to gay, lesbian, and transgender lists, and in which he stated that he favors the right of states to allow for not only civil union, which is what he's been telling the national audiences, but also in favor of civil marriage. So he's actually gone as far to say that he supports the concept of same-sex marriage, but he only seems to say that to certain targeted audiences, and so it's not making it not as many people then are aware of this rather extreme position that he's taken. He's also in favor of repealing the Defense of Marriage Act, better known as DOMA. Defense of Marriage Act states that the federal government cannot recognize a so-called same-sex marriage, and it protects states to not have to recognize same-sex marriages that were done in other states. So, for example, say a couple goes to Massachusetts, a homosexual couple gets married, goes back to their own state of Missouri, wants to be recognized, that the state of Missouri is not forced to recognize that. And Obama says that he is in favor of completely repealing that. John McCain actually has a statement on his website regarding marriage, whereas I've gone on Obama's website and I can't find anything regarding marriage. And McCain's website, he states that he believes in the idea, supports the idea of marriage between one man and one woman. He believes that it should be up to the states to protect that, and is not in favor of a federal marriage amendment, and has not supported that in the past.
Okay, so before we get to the parsing between federal and state levels within McCain's position, it sounds as though Barack Obama is adept at some back-channel communication to a constituency that wants to see the broadening of gay rights and the demolition of traditional marriage in law in the United States. Let's talk about whether or not the state has an interest. Someone's going to say, Wendy, come on. Does an individual state or the federal government really have an interest in telling people who they can love and who they can spend their lives with?
Marriage is much more than love, and I think if you talk with many married people, they'll say there are times where they didn't feel like they loved their spouse, but they stuck with it because marriage is much more than just a feeling. It is a deep, intimate commitment and bond that is not replicated in any other kind of relationship. And as Christians, we know that it is the first human relationship that God created. After the relationship between He and Adam, He then created the relationship between Adam and Eve. Two beings that are equal in stature, but are different. And they complement one another. And there really is a difference between men and women. And in fact, homosexuals and lesbians would agree that there's a difference between men and women. So marriage is a unique institution that provides the best foundation for raising children. And as a society, as a country, we are completely dependent, we're very dependent, on having stable families in order to have a stable society. And so society does have a vested interest in ensuring that families are stable and healthy. And the best foundation for a stable and healthy family is a marriage between a man and a woman.
What would the overturning of DOMA, this Defense of Marriage Act, mean in terms of how legislation or how laws might be written regarding marriage?
There are two main parts to DOMA. The first is that the federal government cannot recognize same-sex unions or marriages. The second is protecting the states. If DOMA were to be overturned, then there would be a very strong attempt to force all states to recognize same-sex marriage. For example, homosexual couple from Arizona goes to California, gets married, comes back, and then sues to be recognized as a couple. The real threat to many of us who hold moral as well as religious beliefs is that in nearly every time where there's been a clash between homosexual rights and religious rights lose. For example, there was a lesbian couple in Arizona that wanted to hire a Christian photographer to take photos of their same-sex union. The photographer said, "This goes against everything that I believe. No, I won't do it." And frankly, that really is in a business's right to say that. You can go in many restaurants and see a sign that says, "No shoes, no shirt, no service." But in this case, the lesbian couple sued, and the photographer lost, was fined $6,000. Similar situation in New Jersey. And in Canada, there was a pastor who wrote a letter to the editor in which he gave a biblical exposition regarding homosexuality, the biblical view on homosexuality. He was brought up on charges, not only lost, but was told that he was never to write or speak on the subject again anywhere. So there's a real threat to religious freedom and religious rights if same-sex marriages are recognized by the federal government. We just need to look at the recent history to see that we could lose our ability to speak out on biblical positions regarding homosexuality if the federal government demands that same-sex marriages or unions be recognized.
Do the marriage laws and the laws regarding who can adopt children go together? About a minute here, Wendy.
They do, and that's partly because we recognize that marriage is the best foundation for raising children. Now, if people are convinced to believe that two men together can make up a marriage or two women can, then it would be natural to think that because these two people are committed through paper, that they then are able and responsible and can fulfill the needs of providing for children as a mother and father, then there'll be a greater push for children to be placed in the homes of same-sex couples.
Although they seem relatively silent, as you have said, at least in their broad public general statements about gay rights, Is there a real difference between the two men who are candidates for president for the United States, Senator Barack Obama and Senator John McCain, on the issue of gay rights? 1 minute.
There appears to be quite a difference between the two, and I would recommend for people to do their own research to decide for yourselves before you vote. And I want to encourage people, make sure you're registered to vote. This is an important election year. And check out what the candidates do say, and go beyond the rhetoric. How have they voted on these issues so that you can be a well-informed citizen? When you pull that lever on election day, you're doing it not just based on a feeling, but based on what does the Bible say and how do these candidates match up with biblical principles.
Wendy Wright is president of Concerned Women for America, based in Washington, D.C. You'll find a link to Concerned Women for America on the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org. Click on demand, and you'll find a link to Concerned Women for America. Wendy, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you.
When we come back from this break, I was in the bookstore a couple days ago, just walking in, and of course the books that are selling the most are always out in front. This one was out in front, Where Tragedy Confronts Eternity, The Shack. I was actually a little surprised, given what I know in advance about this book, The Shack, and the way it presents God, to see Eugene Peterson saying this at the bottom of the cover page: this book has the potential to do for our generation what John Bunyan's Pilgrim Progress did for his. It's that good. What is this book about? We'll find out after this.